Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Breaking news up at InfoWars.com. Radio host to lead armed march on D.C. July 4th to put government on notice. He said things like it's an armed revolt. He said things, I mean, he said a lot. We need to probably get the quotes out of that and add them to this article. He said, quote, this is an armed revolt. He said that this is a overthrow of the government. And he means politically by showing what they're doing, clearly using inflammatory language to get as much media attention as possible. But I don't know what to say. I mean, I support open carry, and I can only admire the courage. I've got some problems with it because I know what the enemy can do. But, you know, if you start letting what the enemy can do back to you control everything, I've just found charging in usually gets things done. At the same time, it is fraught with issues. So I would just tell people, I would not bring your children to this, to say the least. And I'll think about it more when the show ends today than I'm doing the nightly news. I'll think about it more. And tonight, 7 o'clock, hosting live, there's been some taped interviews they're doing too. But I'm going to, more and more, we're doing InfoWars Nightly News live, 7 o'clock Central. But here's some of the news up at InfoWars.com. I've got a special report we're going to air that's got the Dan Bedondi interviews with people in Boston that were violated in the martial law lockdown that ties in with a MSNBC host saying that Ron Paul's a liar about it being martial law. It was martial law. By any stretch of the imagination, where everyone is a suspect, and except government, who's the prime suspect. I mean, we're done. The government tortures kids in front of their parents in Iraq. We're done. It's an illegal government. It's criminals. Radio host to lead armed march on D.C. July 4th to put government on notice. 60 Minutes propaganda counterinsurgency cops in Massachusetts. Yeah, they now have counterinsurgency cops on 60 Minutes calling the citizens the insurgency. See, they're ready for it. They want it. I mean, this is a bad, bad government. U.S. Senator, big sis ammo buy to dry up supply. Senator Inhofe, source, Israeli airstrike on Syria, coordinated with al-Qaeda militants. Unbelievable. It's like Twilight Zone. Internet sales tax, call Congress immediately. Megabanks, ATF, true culprits behind Mexican drug and gun violence. Obama urges grad students to reject warnings about government tyranny. When that's all we see happening is massive tyranny. Alex Jones calls on World Press to cover Bilderberg 2013. I haven't even gotten to this yet. They're always, you know, blocking people getting into countries to cover Bilderberg, because Bilderberg is basically so powerful. And they tried to stop me getting into Canada, but the media knew I was coming, so it blew up in their face. So then they were forced to release me. And I actually want to go. I'm buying the tickets. I'm coming. You know, why send crew when I can go myself? I mean, my wife's like, yeah, you got to go. And I go, okay. Everybody else says I got to go. But at the same time, I don't want to get on a plane and get there and be turned back. Or I don't want to get to the airport and you know, right up there to get on the plane. They say no, but they've been Michael Savage and others. But if they do that, it'll only expose Bilderberg even more. And may actually break the media blockade here. So very important article with a lot of key photos and some of the past Bilderberg info. That's up on InfoWars.com. So I hope that you will get that out to everybody and help us on that. And I hope to see everybody. People always want me to come and speak in England or speak in Europe. I'm afraid to set up a speaking engagement because they probably won't let me in. Because I'm so evil. You know, I talk about the Declaration of Independence, and you know in England that's bad. But the people there are hungry for liberty. It's pretty funny that a lot of my ancestors come from England, and I may not be able to even get in the country. All right. But anybody else can get in there.
Hello, I'm Alex. Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I've decided I'm doing the whole hour live in transmission. I'm going to be live tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News, PrisonPlanet.tv for listing showtimes, streams, and more. But here's Tim Clemente, the FBI counterterrorism official, admitting, but like it's, you know, just, oh, we listened to all the phone calls. Well, this has already been admitted, but it just shows how illegal all this is. This is an illegitimate government. Here it is on CNN.
Okay, let's turn our attention now to the phone call between Catherine Russell and her husband, Tamerlan Tsarnaev. You said something very interesting on Aaron Burnett's show last night. You said that if Catherine Russell does not divulge the contents of this phone call, that the FBI had other methods finding out what was said. What did you mean by that?
Well, on the national security side of the house, for in the federal government, you know, we have assets. There's lots of assets at our disposal throughout the intelligence community, and also not just domestically but overseas. Those assets allow us to gain information and intelligence on things that we can't use ordinarily in a criminal investigation, but are used for major terrorism investigations or counterintelligence investigations.
And you're not talking about voicemail, right? What are you talking about exactly?
I'm talking about all digital communications there's a way to look at digital communications in the past. And I can't go into detail of how that's done or what's done, but I can tell you that no digital communication is secure. And so these communications will be found out. The conversation will be known.
It's all recorded.
It's the question of whether or not Catherine Russell decides to own up to
everything is recorded since the mid-1990s with your tax money. And the people listening like Sybil Edmonds She hears them commanding Al-Qaeda, running white slave rings, running weapons, just like they run Al-Qaeda now. I'm going to explain to you. The people that run our government, that arrogant FBI guy all smiling, we have assets. Yeah, we know you got assets, pal. We know all about them. And now you have people without counsel say they did it while they're sedated and you cut their throat out. I mean, these guys are creepy, man. This is mafia that's broken this country's back. They get hundreds of billions every few years and no bid contracts to spy on us. And they all go along with it, and they all think it's funny. They go, trust us. Yeah, right. You stolen the country blind. Now, I'm going to go to this next report, and we're going to go to break. We're going to come back and take your calls at 800-259-9231. What do you think about Adam Kokesh and an armed march? Will you be joining him? Do you have concerns like I do? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 specifically. On the second American Revolution, is it peaceful? What's going to happen? What do you think of what Kokesh said? I respect his guts. I agree with his right to do it. But is it a good idea? Because I could have done this anytime I wanted to, obviously. You've heard the callers over the years and had a big national story. But I know I'm so real, they might bust a cap in my butt and in the operation right there when I'm so effective beating them in the info war. I don't know. What do you think? 800-259-9231. That video, so that Drudge can add it, whoever wants to, for other news sites. I talked to him, by the way. It's his first video interview or audio interview that we just did last hour. That's going up at YouTube in the next hour. Infowars.com will post it pronto. So, undelay, Ariba to Rob Dew right now. He's about to upload it. But first, let's go to this report that John Bowne and Dan Bedondi put together. Showing MSNBC saying, Ron Paul's wrong. There was no martial law. Everybody loved what happened in Boston. So here is that report.
I'm David Knight with InfoWars Nightly News. Now, recently, Ron Paul was on the Alex Jones Show, and he expressed concern about the way the police conducted themselves. He had some pretty strong language. He called it martial law. And we agree.
Governments are supposed to protect our liberties. Once they decide they're going to make us safe, economically and physically safe, they can only do this by taking away our liberties. Those pictures really concern me. That is such a visual image when you see thousands and thousands of troops, and they weren't your local friendly policemen that were involved. I mean, can you imagine all these people being locked? They became prisoners. It was accepted too easily. It was martial law.
But Lawrence O'Donnell took exception to that, and he very strongly called Ron Paul a liar repeatedly on his show for what he said about the way the police conducted themselves, going house to house, pointing guns at people in windows and houses, dragging them out of their houses at gunpoint, going down the streets in armored personnel carriers with full police riot gear.
Wait, I want to show pictures first, and then I want to show some of the pictures of the Boston police. Okay, look at this. I mean, if this is what you have, why don't you invade a country? Show some of the other ones. I mean, go up to Canada, take their oil. Look at these. These are half tracks. I don't care what you might want to call it an urban assault vehicle, but this country is becoming a police state, and it is very troubling to me.
We believe that's very excessive. We believe that that is setting a template for martial law to be gradually eased in, and so does Ron Paul. But Lawrence O'Donnell called him a liar. He said from the very beginning to say that this was forced is a lie, that the governor was just simply telling people to shelter in place. And it was a suggestion.
Police don't need warrants. Families thrown out of their homes at gunpoint to be searched without probable cause. No guns were pointed at any families. What a vile lie. There were no tanks and there were no police pointing their weapons at innocent citizens.
Well, when the government points a gun at you and suggests that you do something, we call that force. And they may call it something else, but they're just playing with semantics. We wanted to add to the pictures that people have already seen, pictures that were already there when Lawrence O'Donnell called Ron Paul a liar. So we sent Dan Bedondi to interview residents and tell us what they experienced during this excessive manhunt. And here are those interviews.
A cop pointed his gun at me, and then they called SWAT in, and then SWAT came and picked me up by a shield, and they threw me in the back of a car and then dropped me off in the middle of Newton.
They dropped you off in the middle of nowhere, and what time of night was that?
Like 5? Yeah. Broad daylight. Just dropped me off, took me out of the cuffs, and told me to walk.
And when they put the cuffs on you, did they read you your Miranda rights?
Nope.
Oh, you were unlawfully detained from being on public property.
Yeah.
Did they ask to search your house?
They told me they wouldn't search the house.
So they didn't ask you, they just told you?
They told me they weren't coming in to search.
And did they command you to leave your home?
They told us we had to leave, yes. One thing I was very, very upset about is that when we were leaving here, the lights were on in the house, TVs, you know, and back door, they had gone the back door down my basement. And they told me, I said, let me just close all my doors and lock up. And they said, no, they would do it. I came home. Back door was open. This is hours now later. Back door was open. Front door was open. Basement door was open. Lights were on. TVs were on. No one did anything.
So they basically left your house unsecured, but the doors wide open while nobody was home?
Yes, they did.
And you said there's bullet holes in your car here?
Yes, this is a bullet hole here.
Are they going to shatter that quick?
And there's a bullet hole here. It shot out the window on the side there. And in my car, there's a bullet hole, as you can see. I don't know where it is. Maybe some of the car somewhere. I have no idea. But the back window's blown out and the side window's blown out.
Wow.
What they did, they disrupted this entire world for a day.
We initially got a report from the police department that it was voluntary searches, but then after talking to the residents, we found out that they weren't asking if they could have permission to enter homes. They were just forcefully entering people's homes to search.
So did they knock at your door just walk in?
They knocked the door, but you know, I mean, the door, they almost push the door through on me.
Okay, and did they ask you to search your home at all, or they just did it?
They just did it. You know, they just came in and they went through.
And did they command you to leave your home?
Yes. We left, and they say, let's lock the doors. They say, no, we'll take care of it. We'll lock your doors and everything. We came home midnight, and everything was open. And nobody was around here.
So they left your house also unsecured and wide open.
Exactly. And nobody was around here. What takes anybody? Anybody can walk in.
They mistreated the elderly then, right?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes, you know, I didn't like that. You know, like I said, they tried to do the job, you know what I mean? You know, but on this point here, I got very upset, very upset.
And, did they ask to search your house or they just searched it?
They wanted to search the house, but my grandma said nobody was in there, and then they proceeded to ask my grandma for my uncle lives upstairs, and the house is a deadbolt, and my grandma said, no, there's no one up there, I didn't hear anyone go up the stairs, but they still made her give the house key and unlocked it with that key and searched upstairs and all the way up to the attic. Well, they didn't want to give the key back, but they ended up giving the key back, my grandma, they did.
And did they command you at all any time to leave your home or stay in the home?
So it was stay inside. But the thing overall that caught my eye is that my friend on Franklin Street lived across the street, and the Army people did a huge search in their garage. But the boat was directly across the street. They didn't search the boat, not once. They didn't even go around it.
That's where the younger brother was found.
That's where the suspect was. And it's funny because the police didn't find him when they did the thing. The person finally got to leave their house because they said everyone stay inside. He left his house and saw the blood on the boat.
We, you know, had to go through multiple checkpoints. We were searched ourselves. Other journalists on the scene were told to lay on the ground as they were searched. So it was a very, very touchy, very intense situation to be in.
Matter of fact, when we woke up, a big shootout that was done from over here and over. It was looked like a Vietnam, so those guns that were going left and right.
Yeah, all your neighbor's houses got hit.
Oh, we did.
Mine too.
We got a stone door broke.
They passed my stone door.
And the other doors are
and the door.
Oh,
well, upstairs,
there was a block in there.
But I will fix 4 more feet on this side.
Yeah.
It would get me on my bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's when you're sleeping, sir. Were guns pointed at you any time, and did they tell you to put your hands up in the air or anything?
Not me, but my boyfriend.
So your boyfriend had his hands up in the air, and they were searching him?
Yes, because he came out to check his diesel in the back of his truck.
They were pretty much right here in front of my house, and they were just shooting down that direction. That went on for a couple minutes, and then there were two more booms, with the last one just really lighting the entire neighborhood up. It shook the house, set off all the car alarms.
And did they make you put your hands up?
When we came out, we put our hands up and they searched us. But other than that, we just walked down.
And did they ask you at all to search you?
They told us that they were going to be searching us.
And by the way, the police know what they did is illegal. And so they're saying, oh, everyone, let us do this. And that's the type of emails and texts and things that I've been seeing people saying out there. In fact, here's one from YouTube today. Are you serious? They are looking for a terrorist. In fact, you guys can even give me a document cam shot of this. I'll show the viewers. Are you serious? They are looking for a terrorist. What and how should they handle this? Let's explain for the something billionth times to the billions of people the importance. People are not special. Get the F out of the way as professionals are trying to make things safe. You know this guy's a cop. They may not be nice teddy bears doing booty, but they are doing it. And then you go to the guy's channel. He's into superhero movies and cop movies, and he talks about how epic the new Superman is. Here's his channel, Will Cass. Or he's a contractor for government. I mean, I've seen this a million times. Man of Steel, emotionally epic. This is a child. Guaranteed, he goes to Iron Man, watches him fight terrorists, as they do every show, and really thinks that's real. That's a simulation for you, bud. The globalists have written books about it. They think you're stupid. Now, they've never done this in American policing or any other policing, locked down most of a city, and I saw them on the news going, everyone could be a suspect. They could have people aiding them. And a blonde-haired woman comes out of her house with her hands up. After she gets in off the step, she puts her hands down. The cop goes and shoves her and goes, put them up! I mean, it is a bunch of nobodies on a power trip. Most police I know in cities would not act like that. It's like the cops in L.A. shooting up women in cars that weren't even the same car as Dorner. They're not out there facing real terrorists. The real thing they're facing is dangerous automobile wrecks and some criminals. And it's just this whole, we're soldiers, we're supermen, we're fighting this thing. And you notice in this guy's comment, and there's a lot of these, are you serious? They are looking for a terrorist. The guy's automatically a terrorist because USA Today said he is a terrorist this weekend. No judge, no jury. He's sedated. Who even knows if he's alive? And they're telling us, they could grab me and say, I confessed. What and how should they handle this? Let me explain for the 947234728. It's like a billion times to the billions of people the importance. People are not special. Get the F out of the way as professionals are trying to make things safe. See, we're not special. He is. This person probably is a janitor. Nothing against being a janitor. It's very honest work. But a janitor at a police department and, like, goes in and has coffee. He's part of the team. Did you are not special? Government is special. Government is authority. Government is official. USA. USA, then I got a 75 IQ, the Iron Man, he fights the terrorists. I was at Barton Springs yesterday, laying there drying off after I swam a mile, and it's not even a lot, I'm trying to swim 2 miles next time I go, I was so out of shape, and I'm sitting there, and I just listen to all the adult men around me going, yeah, he's got the thruster power. That's how he deals with it. Their kids are talking about Iron Man. It's like, yeah, I like how he dealt with that one terrorist. Yeah, Yeah, of course, the chair. That is what men do. I mean, I've sat there watching the Avengers, and the men will sit there in the theater before it's going on going, man, this means so much to me to get to see this. This is so... That's your manhood, a flying aircraft carrier? It ain't real. You and your family are being injected with soft kill, delayed kill, and binary bioweapons on record. Eco-science. Find out science are. Read it. Bioweapons are being injected into you. You want to be a superhero? The New World Order's here right now. People are preparing for an armed march on D.C.
That they are the terrorists that Washington, D.C. is the good guys.
Washington, D.C. might as well be the floating fortress of doom or the black pyramid orbiting the earth that the stinking aliens are in, for all that matters. I mean, it's worse because it's our own species, and it's hard to get people.
But the White House was attacked, and Olympus has fallen, so that's why they can't have tours no more, because the terrorists might try something.
The criminals have committed so many crimes in government that now the sky is the limit. They intend to go all the way.
I love this. People are not special. Get the F out of the way as professionals are trying to make things safe. They may not be nice-headed bears doing that, but they are doing it.
look at this.
People are not special. Get the F out of the way. So your wife comes out, blonde-head lady. The cops shoved her. Just keep hands up, bitch. That good. You're not special. Respect me. Respect me.
And we talked to the people. You'd have like a 17-year-old out in their yard look nothing like the guy. They pull you up, strip you down, drive you around, throw you out in another city.
Get out of the car. We the government, you not.
Never forget the video of the state police from our own squad car. 2001, Abby Martin. No, 2002. Navy veteran, no criminal record. A checkpoint. They're searching cars. She goes, were you looking for somebody? No, it's a routine check. Oh, it's routine, so it's okay. It's like, we're going to stick you in a blender. It's routine, so it's all right. She goes, well, you can't search my car. And they go,
get out of the car, then.
I mean, their voice was actually like, all right, get out of the car, I'm handcuffing you. And then they get in the back of the car, and they find a pocket constitution, and they start going,
look at this, I've never seen nothing like it.
It's like the most unintentional comedy in the world. It'd be like if they found a daisy in a field and went, oh, it's so scary, what are we going to do? And they're going, I think we need to arrest her for this. I don't think this is legal. And the head one goes, I think it might be. That may have been what she's talking about, having rights. I mean, it's literally, you know what? I'm going to say this. Mike Judge sends me text saying, hey, good show today, good this and that. And then he's like, oh, come on, soon as a couple of weeks. Mike Judge, you need to come on, man, because Idiocracy that you made is exactly where we're already at. Of course, I don't call him that often. I just got to bug the hell out of him until he does it. Now, if I want to go listen to Weldon Henson play music and drink beer with Mike Judge, I guess I can get that done. But see, Mike, I admire you and want to get you on air. I don't want to go to a honky-tonk and drink beer with Weldon Henson, even though I love his country music. Then I got to drive home. I'm joking. I went out and saw Weldon a couple weeks ago. It's always good to see his wife, too. What a sweetie. Water is for toilets. Drink Rondo, the first mutilator. And President Macho Camacho.
The Dominator, Annihilator, Monster Truck.
Oh, God, help me. We're going to go to break and come back with your calls. I don't even know what to do anymore. I have entered the Twilight Zone. Because that's what I see, like, you little people need to get out of the way and let the professionals handle it. The professionals never locked down, 80% of a city and came up pointing guns at women and children. And then families are walking out there pointing it right at them, like, And you see the cops' eyes, they're all like on power trips and like look all crazy. You see, looks the cops going like, and it's like getting all into the pageantry and the media and their movie stars. I mean, it's mentally ill narcissism. And they come up to like AP reporters and say, we will kill you if you don't stop filming. Because, folks, they were given the word, this will bring everybody down. These guys have got to die. Got to kill the patsies. Well, we shot into that boat with all those machine guns, and he's not dead? He's, oh, my God, the media's on it. We can't kill him. I was listening to the scanner. Oh, my gosh, the media's on it. Abort, abort. And all of a sudden, the guy gets up. It's all right. Bring him into custody and cut his larynx out. He'll confess. He'll do what it takes. Get rid of the vocal cords. That's how we deal with zizzits.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We'll ride again.
We'll ride again.
Break this part up for a minute.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land.
Happy 80th birthday,
Billy. I'm a John Deere tractor.
Now, last week, I didn't plug that. Listen to this part right here. He's a conspiracy theorist. He says the bankman's not his friend.
The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming. But the clouds are coming too.
He ain't my friend.
He ain't my friend.
Well, that's not true. Bankers only love you. And we'll ride again.
And I'll ride again.
All right. I'm going to go write your phone calls, or I never will. Some of the news up on InfoWars.com that we need to get out is Alex Jones calls on World Press to cover Bilderberg 2013. Please get that out to everyone. ASAP. We've got other big breaking news up at InfoWars.com. And in the next 20 minutes or so, we're going to have the first 6-7 minutes of the Adam Kokesh world exclusive interview going up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we'll send it on. Not that I expect it to be posted, but he already has a link to us today on the bullet story, but to the mighty DrudgeReport.com. The bane of the establishment, the bane of the New World Order, the high mountain fortress of DrudgeReport.com. U.S. Senator Big Sis Ammo buying ammo to dry up supply. Hey, will somebody run me my cell phone in here? I know they had it out there putting apps on it for me, but somebody run that into me, thanks. Right now, let's go to Sean in Canada. You're on the air. Sean, welcome to the airwaves, sir.
Hi, Alex. Nice to speak to you again.
Nice to speak to you, my friend.
I just wanted to call. It's my second time calling, recent Prison Planet TV member. I've shared that membership, and I woke up a friend of mine, an engineer, who had never seen World Trade Center 7 before and was floored when he saw the video. And so the message of liberty is percolating and spreading through Canada. And I just want to let you know that you're doing a great job. And I want to agree with what Adam Kokesh is doing. I think, while you're right, it might be dangerous, and we're dealing with criminals in Washington. These people can spin whatever they want out of whole cloth, or they can piggyback on real events. Whatever they want to do, they're going to do it. And the time for action is now, if not a long time ago. So I agree with what he's doing. I wish him luck. And I hope nothing bad happens, but I commend him for his bravery, as you have. The other thing I want to say is Ashley Jessica. I'm a friend of hers. She was so central to the Opt Out and Film campaign, and she is trying to raise money to go to Bilderberg and protest. And I just want to give a shout out to her and encourage all of her supporters on Twitter and out there in cyberspace to donate to the cause to help that girl go fight the good fight in London.
Absolutely, and on top of that, everyone in England especially, we have a giant audience in Wales and in England and in Northern England and in Scotland and in Northern and Southern Ireland. And I just want to see everybody there at the Grove in northeast London. It's a suburb. Northwest of London. And all the details are up on InfoWars.com. Everybody needs to be there because they may be able to stop me getting in. Who knows? They haven't done that yet, but they're more authoritarian all the time. But we'll see what happens. We now have members of Parliament in the EU and in the UK that are listeners of the show and that support us. So we'll see what comes out of that. Thank you for the call, Sean. Frank in Louisiana, Gun March, what's your take on it?
Yes, Alex, you know, the great two men of the ages, Thomas Jefferson and the indomitable George Washington, said that the Second Amendment Washington called liberty's teeth. And Thomas Jefferson said its main purpose was as a last resort against government tyranny. Now, the Supreme Court of U.S. versus Cruikshank stated that the Second Amendment has no other effect than to restrict the powers of the national government. That's the Supreme Court said that. And that's what we're doing here, is we're trying to restrict this tyrannical government who has a literal president who called himself a dictator when he violated the war clause, the most dangerous clause, that only the Congress.
That's right. He said three times in letters and in speeches and had the Joint Chiefs tell Congress that I can launch wars under U.N. authority. It's worse than the president becoming a dictator and saying I choose to do this like Santa Ana of Mexico. That's treason. But to say I am under a foreign power's direction is unprecedented. Frank, thanks for the call. Let's talk to Greg in Utah, listening on KYAH 540 AM. Greg, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, you know, I get a real sick feeling in my gut about this, Alex, and I'll tell you why. Because these guys easily plant enough patsy in their armed patsy ready to turn the whole thing south real quick. And because of that, I just get a real sick feeling because I know that this is something that they'll take advantage of.
Yeah, no, I get the same feeling, but that's because of the danger. If we know what to watch for, if we know what to look for, even if they try it, we'll expose them. And again, Kokesh kept saying, I'm glad you agree with this. I'm glad you endorse this. That's not really what I said. I said, I'm warning people this could be very dangerous. You have the constitutional right to do this. I admire your courage. I don't think he's an agent or a bad guy. I was laying all those provisos in heavy. Okay, there's a reason I haven't done this. My gut says you are having, I mean, look, people couldn't handle me getting in the redcoat's face and going, Morgan, you want our guns? Shut up. You're going to cause a second American Revolution. Even mainline conservatives freaked out on that. They're so weak. But then I think, well, maybe the answer is get so radical, because that's not radical. That's America. To like move the Overton window towards liberty. We've moved so far to collectivism and weakness and patheticness. And look, everything is 2014. Because if we don't get more Tea Party real Republicans elected that are being demonized by the Republican and Democratic leadership who've circled the wagons, they're going to get the Democrats, and Republicans may throw it and give them trifecta, House, Senate, and the presidency. And if they get that in, ladies and gentlemen, there's different trifectas. You could also have the courts as well. But if they get that, they're always like, we need a unified thing. No, unified is what causes disasters. One of the things that's made America great is competing criminal factions. The founders knew what they were doing. That's why I watched Killing You Softly, I think is the name of the Brad Pitt movie. I watched that Friday night in a hotel room in Dallas coming back to Austin. And at the end of the movie, Brad Pitt says Thomas Jefferson was a piece of garbage. Thomas Jefferson was a filthy person who just wanted slaves. Thomas Jefferson tried to get slavery outlawed in the first Constitution. They were in that age. There was slavery going on all over the world. Most whites that came to this country were indentured servants and sharecroppers, one step above the regular slaves politically. In some cases, even worse off. He just wanted to have sex with his slave girls. Thomas Jefferson basically made the slaves his family, and then on his death, they were freed. And I'm not defending what Thomas Jefferson did. He grew up in that time. Thomas Jefferson then wrote the documents that were the idea that then fully realized led to more equality. And now they've taken equality and turned it back and made it a tyranny instead of a real equality. But I'm ranting. Anything else, Craig?
Yeah, one piece of news I just read, and I'm going to forward you the article, a lawmaker saying that President Obama never qualified to be president because of his not being a natural-born citizen status. He's this so-called first de facto president we've ever had. But I'm going to forward that article to you. I agree. I understand exactly what you said to him on your response. Yeah, you did, you know. You were very clear about that, so I'm glad you made those points.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like Adam. He's a good guy, but, you know, after that segment, I said, okay, bye, we'll talk to you soon. He goes, you know, I like you, Alex. I don't agree with everything you stand for, but I was like, dude, I don't need a qualifier. I mean, I don't agree with everything you do. It's fine. I mean, you know, it's like there's all these personalities in media. I don't care. Okay, I care when they lie and say they're not buying bullets because they're a pack of criminals. The enemy is the globalist. The enemy is the private Federal Reserve. The enemy is Warren Buffett getting $150 billion or more. It's more like $300 billion, but if you go back, it's $44.5 billion in 2008, another 30-something billion the next year. Well, pull up, show people McClatchy. They say $150. That's like a two-year-old article. I mean, the numbers I've got are $300 billion of my tax money. And then he's making record profits, ripping me off and my children's birthright. I mean, if you don't get upset about that, you're crazy. I'll be honest, I've had cars stolen twice. Now, there it is, Warren Buffett on AIG, $150 billion bailout. Ha ha, he tells you so. He got 40-something billion just out of that. But the point is that I had my car stolen. I appreciate your call, Greg. I had my car stolen twice. Once in Dallas, another time in Austin, and the police both times wouldn't even come out. And I was like, okay, I'll just, you know, I got insurance, I'll get another one, but it was a big hassle. Imagine people that can't afford, the full coverage. People that I had a lady I talked to who was at the baths, you know, we went and took in the hot springs, and I got a little massage, had to have one in about 5 months. Really helped a knot in my back. And she had all her guns stolen, everything she'd been saving up since she got out of the Air Force 10 years before. And, you know, that's why stealing is really a big deal to people that don't have anything. And that's why in the old days you could execute somebody for stealing a horse. Because you took somebody's horse, they might die. And, you know, I really hate criminals that steal from poor people or lower middle class. I mean, I really, really. You steal some kid's bike when they're not going to be able to get another one. And then I think about the government stealing my kid's birthright. I get mad hearing about people having their kid's bike stolen. I've had my bike stolen out of my garage multiple times. Leave it open 5 minutes taking groceries in or something. They steal your bikes. I don't care if it's in Westlake or South Austin. I've had it happen both places. And that makes me mad. The violation. But then I think about how they put GMO that they know kills the animals that eat it over time. Organ failure. I mean, and then they brag and write books how they're doing it to us. And I have to look at them up there spying on us and getting my tax money to do it. And they're creepy and they're on power trips, man. And then I'm like, everybody's freaked out and scared of what Kokesh is doing. And my knee-jerk reaction was that as well. And I'm going to put warnings out. But I tell you, I feel like I should be there because it is dangerous. You know, this is the time to put everything on the line. This is the time to up the game. This is the time to commit. And you know, he was like, I hope you'll be there being armed. Like, oh, if you're not armed, Alex, you know, you don't have courage. I don't think he meant it like that. But, you know, like, hey, come on, go all the way. My issue is, most of the time, I'm not armed. People say, don't you have a concealed carry? I've never had time to go get it. I can carry guns if I want in Texas. Sometimes I do carry a rifle in my car. Not most of the time, because my kids are in there. They don't know not to touch it. It's just a lot of stuff goes on. I got a gun right here underneath the table. But when I go out to public rallies and things, I could have carried guns in Virginia at Bilderberg, and there were guys out there with holstered guns. Let me tell you, the police really got respect then. But it's almost not like I'm showing off that I'm not scared to be killed. I am not going to live in that type of fear. I mean, I don't want to die. I love life so much I'd never commit suicide. But if somebody does kill me, I hope they get me right between the eyes. I hope my whole brain gets blown out because I don't want to be paralyzed or something. That's the kind of stuff I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of dying. Man, this life is like 5 seconds long. I remember being 3 years old playing in the backyard. And looking up into the sky and the sun and just feeling the presence of God. And now I'm almost 40 years old. And I'm getting older and, you know, my shoulders hurt and everything else. I can't imagine what it's like to be 80 years old, incredible pain. I mean, I just know, like, I'm going to be 80. It's going to be like, bam, I'm 80. And then, bam, I'm dead. I mean, you know what? You don't have power over me. I'm not afraid anymore. It's not like I even want to be there with a gun to say, look, I've got a gun. I want to be there without a gun so that if somebody strikes me down, it's that even more obvious. And I want to be able to document it as like an observer. I even wear a shirt saying observer. Because that's the real weapon. Those video cameras I'm going to have are the real weapon systems. I would be streaming live, just like when we're at Bilderberg this year in England. Those are the weapon systems. And Rockwell knows we're winning, and he sees the danger in where this is going, so he's against it. Plus, he's a big anti-violence guy. You know, that's all he talks about. He just, you know, he's real. But we'll see what happens. Because, you know, Kokesh is not doing that. He's doing it as a stunt for liberty, a provocateur of liberty, as he called himself. But, I mean, he'll do it. He'll do it. And I have always said it's not a good idea because they'll provocateur something. But see, that was a long time ago. So we'll see what happens. I personally don't want to be around the TSA. It's not that they scare me. It's that it's so stupid. They know who I am. The government runs Al-Qaeda. And I'm scared to blow up and get arrested because I don't want to be arrested because I don't like being around it and all the power tripping. The shallow people that just get off on exercising power for no reason over and over again. I'd like to exercise an oil paintbrush to paint a masterpiece. I'd like to exercise open cave diving and spear a big old fish and go cook it on the side of the beach. I'd like to execute seeing a great sunset. I'd like to execute seeing your kids and my kids grow into a great future. Not sit there and just, I've got the power. I can make you do something. I mean, I'm so sick of it. All these nobodies who use the government as their power, and then Obama's up there talking about how great it is. Makes me want to throw up. William in Virginia, what's your take on all this?
Hello, Mr. Jones. I remember I called
you. You're on a speakerphone. I need you to get off of it or I'm going to have to let you go.
I'm not on speakerphone, sir.
I got to move on. So I got to be able to hear people. I mean, it's like, it's totally echoey and I can't hear you. Blake in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
This is your PI videographer from Bilderberg last year.
Yes, I remember. You gave us great video, brother. Well, what do you think of all this?
I will be there with my 5 video cameras playing lifeguard to make sure that nothing bad happens. If you want to come, I will come to Austin and help Richard drive you up here. I'm going to be stopping in Austin here the next month or so to see you anyway.
Well, no, I'll fly up there. I mean, I'm going to go to Bilderberg, too. And again, we win either way. I hope I get in and cover it. But if England blocks me, then it's a new story and we win as well. I mean, it's like engaging is winning. Sitting back and doing nothing is losing. Go ahead.
Absolutely. But I'm at the point now I'm just about Popeye. I've had all I can stand and I can't stand no more. I see where Adam is going with this thing. I understand his take on it. But we need to have as many video cameras there as absolutely possible to cover every angle just to make sure that nothing bad happens.
No, I agree. We should have 10 video cameras for every gun. And believe me, that will intimidate the system a lot more than the guns.
I travel both ways, sir. My video camera is my primary.
No, I know. I've seen you. Anything else you want to add?
Remember I said, you know, the mantra of the infantry, shoot, move, and communicate. We need to communicate so we don't have to move, so we never, ever have to shoot.
Absolutely. God bless.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
wrap up the live transmission here in about 6 minutes, and then I'll be back tonight live, 7 o'clock Central. We're going to do a live InfoWars Nightly News. We do that a lot of the time now. So that's always fun to do. So be sure and join us 7 o'clock tonight. If you haven't shared your PrisonPlanet.tv membership, your username, passcode, make sure it's unique to the site. You can also change it. You shouldn't have a passcode to the site that's the passcode to something else. It's just a little tip, but I'm not trying to lecture people. But then share your username passcode with people today. Get them to tune in today. This is how we're going to wake folks up. I'm not risking my life and going 110% here to play games. We can beat these people with the truth. And, again, Adam Kokesh has every right to be doing what he's doing. It's committed. He's not going to back off now, so we need to make the best of it. I have chosen not to do what he's doing. You've heard over the years, it's the perennial or the perpetual call every week. We need an armed march on Washington, an armed march on Washington, an armed march on Washington, an armed march on Washington. And that did bring down Ceausescu in Romania. And the military decided not to shoot on him. It's kind of like the V for Vendetta recreates that. Everybody marches past the troops. The difference is, the globalists are smart. They're not going to just let the troops mow people down. They would have one of their agents do it, shoot people like the Munich beer hall purge, where Hitler tried to march on the government. Not like he was a good guy, but that's an old tactic. And they just shot the group up from within, claimed it was the group doing it, and locked Hitler's butt up. But then British intelligence and others financed the Germans to let him out, making the leader. If you didn't know that, you haven't read all the secret wartime reports that have been declassified. They set Hitler up, set him in power, just like they set the Soviets up. Carol Quigley writes about that in Tragedy and Hope. Let's go to another call. Sebastian in Tennessee. What's your take on this, Sebastian?
Hey, Alex. I was calling because yesterday, and I live in Memphis, Tennessee, and there was a big music festival here. And I want to let you know the presence of the TSA. They also had an explosive canine.
I know. I said there'll be public bombings, and they're going to roll TSA out everywhere. And let me grab it. Now I have USA Today, RR Stadium Safer, TSA, and Army searching people now. Yes, this is how they take over. So now there's an attack on a grocery store. They're going to have to search you there. But the borders are wide open. This is and the government runs Al-Qaeda. It's total crap. They're the terrorists, folks.
You know, as I was going through there, they had SWAT people, and I went on to take pictures just to document it, but SWAT people walking there with their dogs, you know, looking for something, and it's just insane. I mean, it made no sense, you know.
Well, you got to remember, three people died, so America has to get rid of all its freedom. That's what you do. Everybody's guilty except the government. The government was all over that bombing, and even if they weren't, I lose my rights now. And they're training us to be prisoners because of one event? Send us the photos. Showtips@InfoWars.com. And by the way, if you work in video editing or as a journalist or in camera or as internet sales, because I'm sick of just running ads locally, jobs@InfoWars.com. That's the right email, right? jobs@InfoWars.com. I meant to add that for everybody. Because I want to just staff up now. I want to go all in and just turbocharge, as much as we can, because there's so many projects I want to get done. I got probably 100 projects partially finished I never did. Probably more than 100. I just can't remember. I was thinking about this morning, I could list like 40 of them. I was sitting there writing them down. It doesn't matter. I'll just work more to get out more. 7 o'clock tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv. Will you please work for liberty? This is not an exercise here. This is the real deal. Will you please spread the word about PrisonPlanet.tv? Will you please join us? Because if you'd like to know more, and if you'd like to know how to resist the globalist, then be sure and join us tonight at 7 o'clock when we go live from Planet Plandethu as we strike back against the New World Order and the bugs. That's Starship Trooper music. That's why I'm saying that. I actually said that to Denise Richards once. I said, I take you now live to Plandethu.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Inter-
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.